Right then, so today I've been working with one of my students. We're producing a research paper, which is a literature review, and it's all related to the flavour of mindfulness-based resilience training that I deliver. One of the areas that there's growing support for is the link between mindfulness meditation, interoception and well-being, and resilience. The causal link is if one develops a meditation practice, one becomes more connected to one's physiology. And that connection to physiology is known as interoception. And so we've known for a long time that there are these two links, that high level of interoception is associated with a high level of well-being, and a high level of a thing known as dispositional mindfulness. And what dispositional mindfulness is it's a questionnaire, and it asks the subjects a set of questions, and the expectations for the response are designed to indicate dispositional mindfulness. It's a good way of actually determining what somebody's mindfulness really is. And so we have dispositional mindfulness and interoception. And what that basically means is we're coming in contact with our physiology. And as time goes on and the studies roll in, these links, these two connections, become greater and greater. So if you take mindfulness as a present moment awareness, as opposed to being in the mind, you'll see that it has many positive physical and psychological health benefits. What's happening now is that how this comes about is beginning to become clearer. And very interestingly, the role of connection to the body is becoming clearer as well. And through the connection to the body, we connect to others and we connect to nature. So there's an interesting quote by Andrew Huberman on this very subject. Andrew Huberman is a celebrity neuroscientist, and he runs a very popular podcast. This quote is this: shared experience is shared physiology. And I thought that that was very clever. He's managed to identify there that we connect through our physiology. Empathy is a physiological process. If you look at well-being, of all of the elements of well-being that you can identify, the one that comes up the most is social connection. Having a support network that you identify with and to whom you can obtain fulfilling connections with is what makes the difference about your psychological and physiological well-being. What mindfulness does is connects us to our present moment and our physiology. Remember, we have to be here now to notice how the body feels. Over time, we become more aware of the signals that we get from the body. And a lot of these signals come through our relationship to others and our relationship to nature and the environment that we're in, and so on and so forth. And so if we share an experience with somebody, you know, go on retreat, forest bathing, group meditation, whatever it is, then there's an enhanced experience because we're sharing it. A lot of people know this. If you share an experience, it enhances it, which is why people choose to share experiences. You see, most people don't go for a walk on their own, but you get to the point where your physiology can translate the experience to you, and it can be enjoyable in a different way. So interoception and well-being, social connection and well-being, the route into it is all through the body, which will then indicate to you the focus of today's meditations. So if you'd just like to get yourselves comfortable, and bring your attention to the passage of time through sound. So that awareness of the passage of time through the awareness of sound brings us into the present moment. And then the awareness of the present moment allows us to connect to our physiology, and we can most easily and most consistently do that by noticing the movement of the breath. And the awareness of the breath bridges the gap between the awareness of the passage of time and the sensory experience of now. The feeling of the body now. And and we can settle into. The sense, the feeling of the body. So our portal into the present moment has moved from one of sound to one of the breath. And in doing so, we're connecting to our body. So at this point, now that we're receiving the sensory input from the body, we're noticing how cool or warm we are, how tired or alert we are, how tense or relaxed we are, how comfortable or uncomfortable we are, and all of the other phenomena of the sensory experience of the body. Have you eaten? Are you bloated? Are you hungry? Is your body well balanced? Are you using some muscles to hold you up? Is your head balanced comfortably? Does your body feel stable? And the two most obvious changes that we can make, one is we can readjust our posture for maximum comfort. And we can identify any tension and release that tension with the out-breath. So the awareness of the out-breath and the awareness of tension in the body and the awareness of our new relaxed and open and balanced posture all comes about at the same time. And so we can easily bring our awareness to the shoulders, the hips, the legs, the face, the jaw. We can use the out-breath to release whatever tension there is in the body, bit by bit, by softly scanning all of these areas where tension arises: neck, shoulders, jaw, eyes, hands. So we're practicing the soft and gentle awareness of the breath and body. We're gently opening up our awareness to those sensory experiences. And you can bring your awareness inside the body. This is the true Eckhart Tolle inner body meditation. Bring our awareness inside the body. So, you know, we're able to focus on our belly, on our nostrils, on our hands, on our shoulders, on our face. And then what we do is we bring our awareness inside the body, directly into the center of the body. And the usual place is behind the top of the belly, where the breath is rising and falling. Or it could be the center of the chest or the center of the head. Again, gently checking in with the physiology. The shoulders is the main culprit for most of us. So some of us, it could be the jaw or the face. And if there's any tensions crept in, we can release that on the out-breath. And then settle back down into the inner body. allow your awareness to open up a bit and let into your awareness the totality of sensations in the body. And I'm aware that for some of us that will include discomfort or pain. And the mind will have a tendency to bring your attention to that. And we're not trying to ignore it. But what we'll do is allow into our awareness all of the sensations in the body. So let's say the pain is in our back, for example. The mind will bring the attention to the discomfort in the back. Or it will say, okay, let's pick a place very, very far away from the back and we'll focus our attention on the foot, for example. But what we do with this meditation is let into our awareness all of the sensory experiences of the body. The coolness and warmth, the breath rising and falling, the tension, remembering to release it if you find it, balance, comfort, discomfort, tiredness, alertness, etc., etc., etc. So it's as if we've got a flashlight, instead of pointing that flashlight directly at one part of the body, we're stepping back and immersing our entire body in the awareness. You can still adjust your posture to improve your comfort. You can still release tension. You can do that through any meditation. When it becomes obvious, you can release that tension with the out-breath. And so we're allowing ourselves to sense the outer body with this practice. This is the outer body meditation. And through the magic of the brain and mind, that same process of feeling the body, we can expand it so that there's a very real sense of feeling the space around the body. And in this case, it's a palm or two's distance away from the body. So it's 6, 7, 8 inches away from the body, all around us. You can scan the space around the body in the same way as you can scan the body itself. You can do it continuously. So we can scan the space over the chest, the belly, the hip, the thigh, the space around the first leg, the space around the other leg, the hip, the thigh, the space around the pelvic girdle, the belly, the abdomen, the lower back, the upper back. The arms, the shoulders, the head and face. And you can also allow all of this sensory experience, the feeling of the space around the body. So we're actually feeling the space around the body. And we allow that all into our awareness. And should your decades of training to force yourself awake kick in, and just that happens, the thing to do is to settle back into the feeling. It's a sensory experience. It's a relaxing sensory experience where we're settling into the feeling of the space around the body. And we remember that feeling, and we just allow ourselves to feel that again. Again, gently bringing your awareness to the movement of the breath as it rises and falls. And we don't need to let go of the sensory experience of the space around the body. We can hold on to that as we notice the sound of the bell moving through time. Gently, in our very own time, return our attention to our surroundings. These practices, there's another one we do with thought. What we're doing here is we're doing with sensory perception. And, you know, the mind tends to bring our awareness to, let's say there's some discomfort. There's a discomfort, we're distracted from the discomfort. The discomfort, we're distracted from the discomfort. And what we do with this is we're not falling into that trap. We're allowing ourselves to become aware of the entire body, part of which is discomfort, but then that discomfort exists in a present moment moving through time and in the sensory experience of the rest of the body. And one of the benefits of it is if we allow ourselves to feel the space around us, we're actually sensitizing ourselves even more than normally, just through contact with material objects. We're actually sensitizing ourselves to the feeling of being in our bodies and everything else that's in there. Okay. Right, so that's it for tonight.